Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it in tight!
Bring it up!
Bring it in tight! Let's get this energy up!
Hey! Hey!
You are listening to the Coach Hop Show, and now.
Oh, that is not the right intro. We're going
to
start off.
There are other people who are dreaming the exact same dream. When you said to yourself, when the ball comes out, this is what I want to accomplish, you're not the only person. You have to outwork them. It will haunt you for the rest of your natural life. But if you go after the fight, you are perfect and talented, you have a much better chance of winning.
Hey, Justice Toast Live on Voters Night. And hopefully, my good people, I want to cast your ballot and elected somebody who represents you and your values. Anyways, we got a great show tonight. I got my guest, lady. Are you on the mic there, Robinson? How you doing, Big
Yes, sir, I am. Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Good deal, good deal. Hey, man, wait, you 17 or 18?
I'm 17.
Okay, you didn't have to vote today. I'm gonna get you next year, though, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, we got a good lineup today. We got three exciting guests. 2020 quarterback Dexter Wybie from Humble High School. We got a 2021 Derek Harris Jr., New Caney High School, outside linebacker and wide receiver type. And then 2019 athlete by the name of Anise Smith.
Yeah, Anais Smith.
Boy, Anais, I'm going to get it right one day. Anais Smith, he has multiple offers. He's over there at Dallas High School, and all three gentlemen are going to be an exciting show. I'm going to be glad to talk to him today. But so what's going on in your world, man? Who you guys got on your first round, last game of the season? And do you know who you're playing in the first round?
Well, we got Waltrip this week, Friday, and we really don't know who we're playing first round right now. But it's Friday. We're really going to know because there's the other games in the other division are happening, so we will figure out who we're playing next week for the first round of the playoffs.
Okay. So with your competition this coming Friday, what are you expecting them? What's their record looking like, and do they have a chance of making the playoffs?
Waltrip, I really don't believe so because – I'm trying to say this in the most way that I possibly can. I was respectful way.
Are they fake garbage or what? Can they play or what?
Well, I don't want to say that because I don't like underrating no team, but, you know, I don't think they are going to make the playoffs this year.
Okay.
You know, that makes
playoffs.
They're not even top four
in your district. And
yes, sir.
So can't take them lightly because they have nothing to lose coming into to Friday's night game. So you guys got to go out there, take care of your business, and then get ready for the playoffs.
That's true. Yes, sir.
Okay. That's the approach you're going to take today, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, what else is going on the Texas A&M front? Are you getting, you have committed to Texas A&M for my audience who don't know. You're 2019, part of the 2019 class. Have you taken your official visit yet?
No, sir, I have not taken my official visit. My official visit will be at the end of this season. The end of their season. Yes, sir.
So you won't be able to catch it during a football game then, basically?
No, sir. I don't want to take my official visit, like, you know, during a football game because it's, like, so much on everybody's plate, you know, because coaches got to focus on the game. And you know, it, like, their attention is not fully on you, you know, because of the game and stuff. So I'm just waiting until after the season and after the season, so, you know, I could communicate with them well and, you know, that I can have the attention that will help me.
All right. Well, good deal. Good deal. That's a smart move. You know, you really can focus in on the attention from the coaches, as you said, and also get a chance to really see the campus in a normal campus atmosphere, so you have a good idea of what college life or lifestyle is going to be when you're up there not playing football in that during the season. So that's a great outlook, a great opportunity to take a look at that campus. But let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and our first guest is ready to come on. Mr. Dexter there from high school, get a chance to talk to the quarterback. Humble High. And this is the Texas Toast High School Sports Show with your host, Don Spencer, my co-host, Dale, Mr. Robinson from Manville High School, and this is Texas Toast High School Sports. You got a little back speed going on. This is Texas Toast High School Sports. I'm your host, Don Spencer, my co-host, Robinson from Manville High School, Big L. And our first guest coming on from Dexter High School, 2020 quarterback, Dexter Wybie Jr. from Humble High. Welcome to the show, Dexter.
Thank you for having me, Coach, Mr. Don.
No problem, no problem. Let me give you a proper warm welcome, brother. Pause. There you go. Make it loud for you, brother. All right, man. Welcome to the show, man. You know, I don't know. I got to tell this little story about you before we get. So, it was this summer. You was hitting me up on Twitter, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you were showing me your workouts and showing me, you know, your little training through. And I said, man, I just need to see some highlight film. I need to see actual game film. I don't want to see the workouts. I don't want to see, you know, you going out with the trainer. I want to see you put it on the field, you know, between the lines, you know, with a little pressure, real pads on it. You know, young man, you know, who had put together some good highlights. You guys came out there pretty strong in the beginning of the season. In the middle of the season, you bumps and bruises, but you know, through it all, man, you carried your team and you carried yourself pretty well on the field. So I want to commend you for you know, putting this season together for yourself.
I appreciate that, Mr. Dunn. We've been, you know what I'm saying, we've been facing a lot of injuries this year.
Okay. So what's one of the biggest things that to adjust when you started playing varsity this year? Has the game slowed down for you, or is it still coming at you pretty fast?
Nah, the game slowed down for me. Last year I had got a few snaps, but not many when they had moved me up from JV. But this year I'm playing a lot more. You know, I'm starting now. It slowed down for me majorly.
Okay. So are the coaches giving you the whole playbook? Are they spoon feeding you the playbook? And also, are you allowed to audible out of certain calls and make your own calls on the field?
Oh yes, sir. Most definitely, Coach West and Coach Willer, they give me the whole playbook. I can check out any play that I want. They believe in me.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. So, you guys got a big game coming up this coming Friday. You got to face the Tassacita.
Yeah.
Let me. let me throw a little tidbit out there. Now, it's a tall order, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. Every guest that's came on my show has gone out and win the following, that same week. So I'm not saying you're going to win, but, brother, you got to put it out there for them. You got to go out there and put it out there for yourself. So I hope that's going to, you know, if I get a chance, they might send me out of town for work. I don't know yet. I haven't got my assignment. But if I'm in town Friday night, I'm coming down to check you out in Pasadena.
Most definitely. We know it's going to be a tough one, but you know what I'm saying? We're going to fight. We're going to fight. Most definitely. We're going to show them we ain't no rollovers. We're going to compete. Best believe that.
Okay. Well, that's what I expect, man. I mean, you see Summer Creek. I don't know if you got a chance to watch the film between Summer Creek and the Tassacita. And Summer Creek had that game with, you know, a minute 50 left to go in the game. They had the ball, and they just gave it. They gave up, you know, like I say, they gave up the draws. I don't know why they lost it like they lost it, but they gave it up. Actually, I walked out of the game thinking they was going to, you know, take the victory and take the W, and then turn around and took the L. So hopefully you can run.
They had that one.
They had it, right?
Yes, sir.
So how tall are you?
I'm 5'10". 5'10", 175.
5'10", 175. Okay, and this being your real true first year, have you gotten any interest or any recruits looking at you, any schools looking at you?
Oh, a couple NAIAs, that's all I've been talking to. Hopefully it picks up this spring.
Well, it should. Definitely you get out there and get some camp work in and get out there on the circuit, as I call it, and get a chance to show off your arm and show off your QBIQ. But, you know, I got Big L. Big L, I know you got a couple questions from my man, Mr. Dexter, there.
Sir?
Got a couple questions for Dex?
I'm kind of breaking up on this line. What'd you say, Mr. Spencer?
I said you got any questions for Dexter there, Mr. Humble Quarterback.
Oh, of course. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I do. So, what's up, man? How you doing, dog?
I'm doing good. How you?
Yeah, I'm great. I like the confidence. That's the most important thing that you have to have, especially at the position of being a quarterback, you know, because that's one of the biggest traits that you have to have at that position, the confidence just in yourself and just, you know what I'm saying, to be the best that you could be. And, like, I was listening to when you said, like, you know, you didn't get so many snaps last year, right? So
yeah, for sure, yeah. It's yeah.
Like, yeah, through that and through your summer preparation, how has that came into play for you this season?
Oh, yeah, I've been working with J.P. Tillman. I was working with J.P. Tillman during the off season, and for my strength coach, I was working with Darren Hendrick, and it showed on the field this year.
Mm-hmm.
They've been showing.
Yeah, that's good. So, and, you know, every quarterback has a person who they, like, you know, kind of get their style from and they swag from. Who a quarterback and what person do you admire and you get that from?
Oh, I admire Kyler Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray.
I like his swagger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his confidence
Mike
up there,
Mike
too,
Vick.
Like yours.
Yeah, Mike Vick something else, too.
Oh, yeah, he a bad. Now, that's a bad man. That's a different ball game right there.
What do you like about
Michael Vick compared to your style? What'd you say, Mr. Dunn? I said, what do you like about Michael Vick compared to your style?
Scrambling ability, most definitely. Mike Vick changed the game. He a playmaker.
Okay. Well, I'm assuming if you watch that Summer Creek game, you know the quarterback had a lot of big plays with his legs. And, you know, also
mm-hmm.
the wide receivers, you know, playing behind themselves, catching some spectacular balls, but also basically mossing some of the DBs from Atacacita actually taking the balls from them. So, yeah, hope you guys are ready to play tomorrow, play Friday.
Oh, yeah, I got some guys that'll go up there and get it, too. Dante McCray, Robert, Lil Rob on the outside. We got some playmakers over there.
Okay. Give them boys a shout out. What about your offensive line? Because the big boys up front got to protect.
Oh, yeah, we got some young guys up front. We only got one senior starter, Evan Gomez, Nate Alcantar, the Loach. Yeah, we got some dogs up there.
Okay. Well, hey, man, I'm going to wish you good luck. I'm going to wish the team good luck. And I appreciate you coming on and get a chance to holler at you. And, you know, we're going to do some more talking later on down because I want to see what you do in the off season to get yourself ready. And do you run track?
Yes, sir. I run 300 hurdles and 110 hurdles.
Oh, okay. You got the endurance. You missed the endurance there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good. It's good to show that you're an athlete, just not a one-dimensional player. I like that. Got to be an athlete. How's your grades?
Grades? I got a 3.6 GPA right now.
Okay. Good.
Have you taken SAT? Have I took my SAT?
Yes, sir.
No, sir. I haven't took it yet.
Okay. We're going to get it in, and we'll get it in the next time around, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's most definitely.
All right, my man. Well, hey, thank you for coming on. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to bring in Mr. Derek Harris, Jr. from Nocaney High School, and this is the Texas Toast High School Sports Show. Thank you, my man, Dexter Wimby from Humble High School. I appreciate you coming on, bro.
Appreciate you for having me.
Now, no problem. Robinson, 2019 offensive lineman from Manville High School, Texas Tech. Mitt, our guest on the telephone here, 2021 outside linebacker, Derek Harris Jr. I don't brag on most people's film, Derek. I'm gonna say this to you, bro. I don't brag on most people's film, but when your film got posted up the other day, I got excited. I got goosebumps all across my arm, bro, because I have not seen an outside linebacker play like that in a long time. And I'm a linebacker's coach. I love the fit. So you got great size, great speed off the edge. You come in the block. You look like you're coming to deliver a blow. We got offers on the table yet, or what's going on here, son? Welcome to the show.
No, sir. I ain't offers yet, but... Not any offers yet, but hoping after this season they will start coming. But thank you.
Oh, man. Thank you for putting together the tape. I mean, I understand. I was talking to your dad. You're an all-around athlete. You're a swimmer.
Yes, sir.
You play basketball and you play football?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good. And you got grades. What's your GPA?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know my GPA right now, but I have good grades.
Okay. Well, we got to know that. You know, we got to know what our GPA is at all time. Know what we're saying. So people ask, and you say, "Hey, I got that. I got this. I know you got this. Because parents don't play. Otherwise, you don't play." So what do you like most? I mean, on the football field, playing outside linebacker, a receiver. Where do you feel the most comfortable at?
I feel the most comfortable at outside linebacker, mainly because I get to just do whatever I would like to do. At receiver, I can do whatever I like, but if I have a certain play outside linebacker, I get to read and just hit people.
Okay. Now, you're about 6'3", what, 205, 210? How much you weigh?
210.
Good size. Now we in the weight rooms. What are we doing to build up our strength?
weight room, just a bunch of weightlifting and power stuff.
Okay, great. So who you guys got a big game this week too? You're playing a little cross town rival. I'm playing Porter.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, do they are they in the position to make the playoffs?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So what we're looking at? I mean, I tell everybody to come on the show. Every team or every person that's been on the show, been on the interview, has gone out and won the same week that they've been on the show. So I anticipate that you guys will come out there victorious. You guys have been playing lights out. I didn't expect you guys to do as well as you did, but you guys are really putting together one hell of a season from your quarterback to your running back. I mean, you guys are really coming together. Gelling as a team. What did you contribute to the team playing so well together?
We just have great teamwork and great work ethic. And our coaches, we're thankful for our coaches for making up the game plan that we just executed.
Okay. All right. So who's the leader of the defense? Who are some of the leaders? Might as well give a shout out to some of your teammates. Let them know you're checking
about while you're
on.
So one of our leaders is senior Jalen Neal. He's one of our corners. He's been there for a while. And LaDarian Henson, and he's one of our safeties. And on the other side of me playing outside linebacker is Kel Sanders. He's a sophomore.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Good deal. So let me ask you this. So on the offensive side of the ball, where's that lead from on the offensive side of the ball? Now, mind you, I already had your quarterback on here, or actually I just call him an athlete. He's really a utility guy doing it all back there, but Mr. Childs, Childress, I mean, but you guys are special, man. Y'all a special team.
Yes, sir. Like you said, we have Zion, the quarterback, then Jerome. He's our other wide receiver, and Ty, another wide receiver outside, then our center, Brayden Mills.
Okay. All right. Now, are you hearing from any schools right now?
No, sir. Not right now.
Okay. But we're going to get the film out there because I'm guaranteeing. I'm guaranteeing that you should be looking at four stars by the time you run into your junior year. You stay healthy.
Yes, sir.
You keep improving. I see four stars easy. Stars don't mean to me, but you're that type of player. So what we're going to have to get your film out.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you have a preference of where you want to go, where you want to play?
Texas A&M.
Texas. Oh,
pretty
shit.
Much school
on, man.
In Texas.
All right. I'm gonna cut it like this. Big L, Lyndon Robinson, he's a Texas A&M commit. You could go ahead and talk to this young man up from New Caney, and everybody wants to go to Texas A&M, but you go ahead and talk to him.
All right, hey man, what's up with you, though? What's up?
What's up?
You good? Yeah, I'm good. How about yourself?
Hey man, I'm great. So what are you doing? Like, cause you have a role in everything. So what are you doing to like help you get noticed in your recruiting process? Because I hear you got no offers right now, and Mr. Don Spence, he's talking about it very highly. So I know you got talent, and plus you're still young. So what are you doing? To help your recruiting like get up.
I'm just basically tagging a lot of coaches in my film. I'm starting going to camps this summer, and trying to tell my coaches to help get my name out there.
Mm.
And just a lot of camps.
Yeah, that's the best thing for you to do, because I remember I was in the same boat. And you saying, yeah, you want to go to Texas A&M and stuff. That's how I got to where I am now. And you already said you got the grades, which is awesome, because grades are the most important thing. in on you saying that all you have to, you just got to do is just go to camps and keep your grades up and to make sure that you do the best that you could do and just ball out at camps. Like, go as many camps as you can this summer and, you know, just stay humble and just do everything for God, and you're going to be able to do anything you put your mind to. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You're going to be up there, man.
Thank you.
No problem.
So, Mr. Harris, what are you looking for in a school besides playing football? You know, what other interests do you have or like?
To see how the campus is, the school, like the education, and everyone out there, and how close a school can be to home, and just somewhere where I can bring my family to.
So you want to stay close to home?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But if the opportunity comes where, let's say, from home, you gonna make that move? No, don't let distance be the determining factor of you, you know, where you go to school at, man. Just be open to everything, because sometimes it's better to get away and not just be a number, but be somebody really special that they really want you in their program for what you bring to them, and stockpiling talent. Some schools will do that. They'll just stockpile talent, and you'll never see the light of day on that field other than a practice. So just keep that in mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wade, you got any other questions for him?
Oh, yes, sir. I got one more question, you know, and it's like one of the most important questions in my mind. Like, what keeps you grinding? Like, what keeps you going? Even though you may have some downfalls at certain times, but what keeps you going and keeps you pushing through all of this adversity and everything you go through?
What keeps me going is my family. They really keep me pushing. Also, I just want to be better. Just want to do better and be great at everything.
That's the mindset you need to have. That's a very great mindset. A lot of great athletes have that. I can see you doing great things, man.
Well, Mr. Smith, what question? I mean, Mr. Harris, what questions you might have for me?
Let me see. I can't really think of a question right now.
But while you're thinking about it, let me ask you this question. What kind of library do you have to better yourself as far as football-wise? You know, I have some film, you know, training tapes or DVDs on drill work for linebackers. Like I said, I'm a linebacker coach, so I think all kind of DVDs, books. You know, if you really want to excel at this game, the next Lawrence Taylor, the next whoever you idolize as far as the best outside linebacker, man, you got to go get you some film, some drill work film to improve your game, so you can go through blocks, get around blocks, and get off of blocks. You know, open up your hips and get drop back and pass coverage and stuff of that nature. So, I mean, I really hope that you go out and get the stuff that you need to be a better player. You know.
Yes,
work
sir.
At your craft. You got to work at your craft.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we're gonna take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with Mr. from Dulles. And, hey, Mr. Harris, I appreciate you being on the show. We're going to talk during the playoffs while you guys be working your way up, and we'll bring you back and see where you're at. And then throughout the course of the year, we're going to reach out to you and find out how the recruiting process is going, because I'm going to do everything in my power to send your tape out there, because I like what I see. I'm telling you, you will be a four-star before it's all said and done.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. And this is Texas Toast High School Sports, and we're going to reset the table. We'll come with Annie Smith from Dulles High School, and this is a Texas Toast High School Sports show.
enjoy you.
We're back, Texas Coast High School Sports Show, and we're live with our last guest. You know, Big L, seems like you know the young man as well as I do. Matter of fact, you know him probably better than I do. I'll let you introduce Mr. Smith to the audience.
Yes, sir, I'll be happy to. Man, I'd like to introduce her to my brother, D. Anaya Smith. I heard I said D, not just Anaya, D. Anaya Smith, one of the best wide receivers, running back, slash cornerback I've seen play. Welcome.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Smith. You on there?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Man, it's been a minute, bro. Last time I saw you, mentioned with me, was in the studio, the radio studio, and got a chance to talk about your process. And, man, I looked at your Twitter account, man. You got a bunch of offers out there. What are we doing, bro? Where are we going?
Shoot, right now, I don't even know. But I definitely appreciate the introduction. I really like that. I really appreciated that a lot. But right now, I'm definitely taking a look for colleges-wise. I'm taking a look at Duke, Georgia, A&M, Vanderbilt, Northwestern, and Virginia Tech. Those are the six schools that I'm looking at heavy right now.
Okay. All right. Well, great. Great. So what really what turned you on about those six schools that make those schools that made the list, I mean, what stood out about those six schools?
Really what they can provide for me later on in the future, you know, three of those schools, really four, are like real big or real high in academics. You know, A&M has a real good engineering program. Duke is a real good program for academics. Vanderbilt and Northwestern, they have a very great engineering program and everything. So, it's, you know, that's really what sets them apart from everybody else. And then the other two schools, Georgia and Virginia Tech, you know, they have a tendency of sending people to the NFL in certain positions. Like Virginia Tech, they recruited me as a DB. And, you know, the Fuller brothers, they all went to the NFL coming out of Virginia Tech. So that's why they're on the list also. And then Georgia, you know, my brother came out of there, so they're on the list.
Okay. All right. Well, so you said the latter two schools are recruiting as a DB. So the first four schools recruiting you to play what, wide receiver or running back?
They're all recruiting me as a receiver, yes, sir.
Okay, okay. Where do you want to play?
To be honest, it really doesn't even matter. I can play receiver, DB, running back.
It all depends on where
they need me at.
Mr. Smith, I don't want the political answer. Give me the answer. Where do you feel you really can excel at? I mean, where will your heart really be? I know you're a ball player. You can play on both sides of the field. Where do you feel that you could the most bang buck for you?
That's tough. I say I'll probably produce more on the offensive side just because of how easy it is for me and how natural it comes.
Okay. All right. I like that. All right. When you you mentioned your brother, I wasn't going to bring it up this time of the show, but when you mention your brother, what does he tell you? How does he advise you? As a matter of fact, might as well tell the audience who your brother is.
Oh, yes. His name is Marty Smith. He plays with the Miami Dolphins right now. He's a second-year NFL player. He graduated from Alabama in 3 years, and he switched or transferred over to Georgia for his senior year, and now he's working on his major there. But he plays DB for the Miami Dolphins at the moment and graduated out of Dulles High School.
Okay, great. Congratulations on his accomplishment. I know you're proud of the whole family, and I know your mom and dad really do push the academic as well as the athletic side, but they really are hard on you guys about the academics. So that's a testament to your and your family.
Right, sir.
Okay. Now, have you taken your 5 visits yet, or where yet on your official visits?
No, I haven't taken any yet, but I'm definitely talking to a lot of colleges, scheduling those plans. Most of my officials right now are set up in December, and I know a few schools wanted me to come like during the season, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay. All right. So you want to take your full 5, or what you plan on doing there?
I'm gonna plan on taking my full 5. I honestly don't know yet. I know I'm definitely taking 3, and those schools are to A&M, Duke, and actually yes, Georgia. And then also I want to take my 4th one to Northwestern.
Oh, you want to go up to Northwestern to the Big Ten country, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Purdue wasn't Purdue on you? Or didn't Purdue offer you?
I know they were talking to me during one of the summer camps, but I don't know if they officially offered me.
Oh, okay. Okay. I just seen it on your profile of all the different, I know Indiana was on there, some other schools from the Big Ten. I'm not pushing the Big Ten. I'm just saying, hey, sometimes you guys in Texas, go ahead and get out of here and go up into the Big Ten country and mess around a little bit.
Sure. Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have a preference? Do you have a preference in climate or a preference in conference that you play in, or are you just looking for the best fit academically and athletically for yourself?
Oh, no, I don't really have a preference in, like, the climate or the conference. Not really. I mean, I'm really just looking for a place that feels like home, somewhere that treats me right and also can provide for me and my family outside of football, with the academics part of it.
Okay. Well, the guy who introduced you, I'm gonna turn over to Big L. Big L, Mr. Robinson, it's your neighborhood. You go ahead and talk to Mr. Smith.
Yeah, of course. What's up, bro? You good, dog?
Good, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. You already know I'm great on this side, bro. You already know I'm great. You great?
Oh, yes, you already know.
Yeah, I know how I go down. So, man, this season, wow. Y'all made history making it back to the playoffs after a long time. How does that feel, bro?
Man, it feels great, just coming a long way from the past 2 seasons where we were predicted to go to the playoffs. We had real good talent, and it just didn't end up working out for us at the end. But this year I can definitely say that our team chemistry and leadership has grown a whole lot from the past years, but it feels great.
Yeah, hey, that's amazing, man. I've been watching y'all play. And just I've noticed the chemistry too, and then also as spoke to Cameron Peterson last week, he said that like you helped Marty know that you're a great leader, man. I've been around you almost my whole life, so I know how you are, and just your leadership role is very important on the team. But how do you feel like you contribute to the team?
I believe that I come in playing a very important role, especially in the leadership role. I can definitely agree with Cameron Peters on that. I've stepped up this year, and I've
basically just learn how to be more vocal and understand how I need to talk to certain people in certain situations, because, you know, you're not always able to speak to everybody the same way that you speak to everybody else. So I'll definitely learn how to do that. On the offensive side, I come in with, like, a huge mentality that we're not going to lose. You know, we're going to be productive on the offensive side. And on the defensive side, I always tell my D-line, you know, they got to get back there to get some pressure. So I've stepped up in the vocal role in that situation also. So I definitely believe that my leadership has stepped up this year to be able to help us succeed in every aspect of the game.
Hey, that's great. That's amazing. That's amazing. So, yeah, about, like, the grinding this year and just this summertime, because I ain't going to lie, everybody knew your name, but this year and this summertime, I mean, you really just exploded, like, out of the water, especially, like, with your performance at the Nike opening. It was just amazing. And, you know, you doing up people and shit, I'm bragging about you. And other people saying, man, all this stuff, man, you know, you just, you know everybody, huh? I'm like, nah, man, that's my dude. He keep balling out there doing his thing. You know, you already know how I am. You already know how I am. So, yeah, bro, like, just with all this grinding and, you know, all of this hard work and pain that you go through all this summer, you push yourself to heights that normally people don't even push themselves past, you know. What keeps you going and what keeps you doing that? Because every time you step on the field, I know you know that it's bigger than you, but what keeps you you?
You know, really, God, man, you know, doing everything in God's name. You know, we was both working throughout this entire summer. We was getting it. And my main motivation was basically to go ahead and help provide for my family and basically just doing everything for them, because I know one period of time is going to come a day where we're going to have to step up and take on other leadership roles that they're not going to be able to take on. And, you know, at the ACL, we were getting it, man. So that's basically all I was doing it for, is God and them.
Yeah, I understand that. Totally understand that 100%. Especially God is a very important role in everything that you do in your life. Yeah, very important. Very important. So, man, and yeah, also just like, wow, bro. I'm so proud of y'all this season. Dog. But yeah, it come to crunch. I came to that Ilkey game. You know, your boy came to that Ilkey game. You know.
Oh, yeah.
It came down to crunch time, man. It came down to crunch time. So, how did y'all handle that?
Man, really, it was tough. You know, taking that, when we were down 21-10 with 7 minutes left, it really just came down to a motivational speech, you know, where we had to find, you know, we had to find real true passion and why we was doing what we was doing and why we was playing this game. So really just a lot of words and inspirational words came to part when, you know, it was time to make a play. Those that that were in, you know, they stepped up and made that play.
Yeah, I feel that, 100%. Respect on that win. That was a comeback win. That was one of the best comeback wins I saw, man. That was for real. Yeah, no problem, dog. So, yeah. And, like, it's like, how do you feel? So?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Miguel. Go ahead and finish that question.
Oh, yeah. I was just saying, okay, so, like, with all this momentum, you know, because I know, like, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people been underrating y'all, been like, you know what I'm saying, like they saying Dallas doing this now, but when they get to the playoffs, it's not going to happen, you know what I'm saying? What's all this momentum that's going right now? How's it going to help y'all in the playoffs?
Man, you know, we got a whole bunch of dogs on our team, and we not really worried about nothing they got to say, but we definitely use that as motivation just to be able to prove them wrong. You know, it gives us a lot of feel, and basically, you already know, everybody that's been on our side, this town, we've been coming, grinding, getting it out the mud, you feel me? So we going to go ahead and get it. Everybody that's on our team, they some real grinders, and you already know we going to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that. Hey, Mr. Spencer, I got one more question for me. You can take them. One more.
Oh, wait. Let me throw this one. You can still finish up with yours. So, Mr. Smith, I watched the Elkins game. I seen it on tape. Matter of fact, I turned it off for a minute. I thought you guys were going to just lay an egg. So, who in the leadership chain pushed you guys to be better? Was it any particular people, or just people just stepping up and playing, finally decided to play some football?
I can definitely say it was both, really, just determination of both. You know, people, they didn't want to lose, like the teammates didn't want to lose. So, you know, they really had to step up and they had to go get it. And then also just the other leaders that, like, it was a few of us that weren't actually playing throughout the second half. And, you know, we really just got in everybody's head just to make sure that they were ready. And they knew that it was crunch time and that this was their time to shine. And they've been asking for the past week or so. So we had to make sure that they knew exactly what they were asking for.
Okay. Now, who you guys got this week?
We have Fort Bend Ridge Point.
Okay. And do you know who you guys got in the playoffs?
We don't know yet. Right now it's looking like we're either playing Katy Taylor or Cinco Ranch.
Okay. Okay. All right. Big L, you got him. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. I got just one more last question for you, dog. I was saying, man, your mom, and your dad have been just. I'm so grateful for y'all because y'all have impacted my life and as well as many others in great ways. You know, hard working wise, godly wise. You know, and just. Everything, especially with your character and just your grinding and your effort. And I was wondering, like, is, you know, like coming from a family like that, you know, where it's like high expectations on you, like, do you feel any pressure in it? And also, how has that environment affected you and how has it developed you into the person that you are today?
I like that question a lot, Layden. You know, really, I don't believe I feel any pressure. I guess you could say I feel pressure, but not really, just because I know this is what God has called me to do. You know, that's provide for my family. And when you say pressure, like in the games or whatnot, I don't really feel that I need to do anything spectacular or not, whatnot, just because I know I'm going to do me and I'm a ball and I feel pretty comfortable while doing it. So, no, I don't really feel any pressure. And then what was the other part of the question?
The other part was in the question, like, about the environment that you was raised in, how this shaped you into the person that you are today.
Definitely. The ACL has really shaped me. You know, where we work out at, that has developed me into the person I am when it comes to summer camps. You know, that builds the spirit, the body, and the academic part with the mind. And, you know, you just got to stay focused throughout every process that you go through. You got to stay humble through it all. And that's basically what has shaped me, I guess you could say. You know, everything that I've been through, going through life when I was a kid, what my family's going through in Corpus, you know, just me wanting to make it out for them just so they can have something to look at for them to have motivation so they won't do anything wrong that my other family members did in the past. You know, that's really just made me who I am right now, just so I can help them out, be better people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Good, man. You know what? I like that determination to make it out for yourself, but also try to lift up your family members. And that's a great character that you should have, or you're displaying. And as men, that we need to, you know, carry our character above everything else. When they first look at us, sometimes they're intimidated by us because of the size or the color of our skin, unfortunately. But, you know, all we have is our character and our word. So as long as you guys, you know, carry yourself in a proper manner and be respectful and, you know, demand respect, then, you know, you should have no problem in life. And network, man. Network with everybody. You know, so it's not what you know sometimes, it's who you know. They can get you ahead in life.
Right.
And that goes you know, job, school, whatever, man. Just don't hang out with football players. You know, get with regular students, you know, be part of the population, get involved in fraternities. There ain't but one fraternity you two gonna pledge, and that's Omega Psi Phi. But besides that, you guys need to get involved with other things on campus, you know, the marketing club or, you know, whatever field you're in. Get in those different clubs. You might need those people to sometimes network to get involved. So just keep that in mind. That's my 2 cents. Put that in your toolbox. Carry it with you for life. And always remember, network and carry yourself above all with great character.
I'm sorry, say that again. I can barely hear you.
Oh, man. That was a mouthful, bro. I said, carry yourself with great character. They'll get you through life.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Any comments or questions for the co-host and host, Mr. Smith?
I have one question for Layden, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead.
All right, Layden, bro, you know we've been working, we've been getting it. I just want to know what made you choose A&M to be your future college where you go?
Yeah, what made me choose A&M was just the environment that was around me and also how much the coaches and how much I vibe with my offensive line coach, Jim Turner, you know, how much he explained to me how much he loved the game and how that I could come into play with that and just how much me and him had that bond and connection throughout the whole recruiting process and how much Jimbo Fisher, how much they checked on me, you know, and how much just he loved the game as well, too, as you know, because some coaches, you know what I'm saying, just could go in and just not be around at the campus at all. But he was there 100% of the time interacting with the players, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's just – that what made me choose A&M. And plus, it was close and make it easier on me and my mom, you know, because, you know, I'm mama's boy, so mom could come see me play all the time. And it's just a wonderful place, and especially with the educational as you was talking about earlier, because I'm real big on that as well, like, you know, like we all big on that over at the ACL too. So that's really one of the most – those are the important things why I chose Texas A&M.
I like that. Another question that I have for you, you know, a year ago today, really, you only had like one offer. You know, we was grinding, and I know you wasn't the same person that you are today, you know, athletic-wise. So what has driven you to be the person that you are right now?
What has, like, made me or built me?
Yes, basically.
Just, well, like you said earlier, God, it's formed around me and just made me the person who I am today. And also just being that feeling of being underrated, you know what I mean? That feeling of nobody knowing your name and you have to crawl, and then you have to crawl and just keep just fighting to get noticed, and you know, and that pushed me to a whole different level, especially because, you, as you know, when I was at Hightower High School, I didn't get no playing time. It was just like I just didn't even exist on the team, and then I left and I finally got my opportunity to be great, and I just called on God and just kept telling him to keep me humble and to just help me be the person that I could be so that I could take care of my mom and to take care of my family and to just, you know, and just hard work and blood, sweat, and tears until, you know, until I just can't do it anymore, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not going to stop until something happens to me that makes me stop, you know, because the grind never stops, you know. I'm never going to stop because that will make me who I am today and all the drives and all the goals that I have to accomplish. You know, we still got more, me and you both. We still have more to carry out, and this train's not stopping. It's going to keep rolling. So that's what made me the person that I am today.
Well, I got a question for both of y'all. Y'all both keep mentioning this particular center. So, Mr. Smith, you need to do your people justice and tell everybody about the center, where it's located at, and how can they get in contact with the owner-operator of the center that you guys keep talking about, this, these guys' structure and base.
ACL. Heavy Bound Christian League.
Say again.
And that's a family. That's a family ran organization. You know, my pop and my mom, they've been running it for about 20 years now, and it all started off in the backyard and in the garage, really. But now we've grown, and we have at least over 100 people that attend the Heaven Bound Christian League camps or whatnot. But you can find us on 1092 in Lexington, Missouri City, Texas. You can contact my pops or my mom's. My dad's number is 832-978-0312. My mom's phone number is 713-385-1411. And then the email is heavenboundchristianleague.com. That's the website, excuse me, that's the website. And then the work number is 281-403-3333.
Now, and what kind of services do they provide there?
Academics, athletics, and spiritual development, excuse me.
Okay, great. That's great, great. Yeah, that's outstanding. And Mr. L, Big L, you've been a participant in the program, and I'm sure that you benefited from it, huh?
Yes, sir. I benefit from it. Oh, my God, a lot. You wouldn't understand how much I benefit from it, you know. Benefiting from, you wouldn't understand. It's just so much benefiting from it. It's like, it's hard to explain. It's hard to speak about because I'm speechless when it comes to it. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's one of those situations where I'm glad that I joined in middle school, and, you know, they just brought me to a whole different level with mentors and just teaching me how to become an even, like, better young man as I got old, as I'm getting older today. So I'm speechless.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And Mr. Smith, you're a well-spoken young man. I'm looking forward to when you decide, are you going to be an early enrollee, or are you going to just graduate with your regular high school class and then go to college?
I'm planning on just graduating normally, but, I mean, right now I've spoken to a few colleges, and they said that I can come in and early enroll. I mean, that was the original plan at first, but then I decided that I was just going to go ahead and just graduate early, but now it's looking like I can still enroll early if I wanted to.
So when you know, my son did that, and so he, you know, he took off and went to school, played at Michigan State, and to make a long story short, so he came back for prom. I'm like, dude, you 18 now. You can't be dating mm-hmm. until, you know, high school anymore. You should be dating a college girl. So you sure you want to go and do that, or you want to have your last, you know, go around in high school, or are you ready to go to college and really get into that grind right away?
I believe whichever way I go, I mean, I don't believe I'm going to take a loss in any way. I mean, of course, there's going to be, like, some doubters or whatnot, and the decision that I make with me, like, leaving early or whatnot, or staying, you know, it's always going to be something that I could have done different in both situations, but right now I honestly believe that I'm ready for both. I can go in and get the work if I wanted to early in college, you know, get used to the playbooks or whatnot, especially if they're going to a bowl game, you know, that would give me great exposure and great great experience, I guess you could say, great experience and what I need to do later on in the college system. And then also if I stay in for the rest of the high school career, then I can, like, still work out, go to track, get running in or whatnot, and then just go ahead and get mentally prepared, and I can have more time to go ahead and see basically what I'm going to be doing for the next 4 years of my life.
All right, guys. Well, hey, this is the end of the show. And thank you for coming on, Mr. Smith. This is Robinson.
We're
done. Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you again, man. Nice, bro. I love you, dog. And I'll talk to you later, bro.
All right. Same to you, man. I love you too, man.
All right, dog.
Have a good one.